Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Thursday, the 18th of January. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, through the example of Samuel, we focus on how to listen to God. Our Bible passage this week is 1 Samuel chapter 3 and verses 1 to 10. We turn to it again today. The Lord speaks to Samuel. Meanwhile, the boy Samuel served the Lord by assisting Eli. Now, in those days, messages from the Lord were very rare, and visions were quite uncommon. One night, Eli, who was almost blind by now, had gone to bed. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was sleeping in the tabernacle near the ark of God. Suddenly, the Lord called out, "Samuel!" "Yes," Samuel replied, "what is it?" He got up and ran to Eli. "Here I am. Did you call me?" "I didn't call you," Eli replied. "Go back to bed." So he did. Then the Lord called out again, "Samuel!" Again Samuel got up and went to Eli. "Here I am. Did you call me?" "I didn't call you, my son," Eli said. "Go back to bed." Samuel did not yet know the Lord, because he had never had a message from the Lord before. So the Lord called a third time, and once more Samuel got up and went to Eli. "Here I am. Did you call me?" Then Eli realized it was the Lord who was calling the boy. So he said to Samuel, "Go and lie down again. And if someone calls you again, say, 'Speak, Lord, your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went back to bed. And the Lord came and called as before, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel replied, "Speak, your servant is listening." Amen. Have you ever wondered how to hear God's voice? In a world filled with distractions and noise, it can be challenging to discern his gentle whispers amidst the chaos. So how do you listen to God's voice amidst all the busyness and the noise? As we delve into the story of Samuel once again, we discover valuable insights on how to attune our hearts to God's voice. Our passage recounts a time when Samuel, a young boy serving in the temple under the guidance of Eli the priest, heard a voice calling his name in the middle of the night. Initially, Samuel assumed it was Eli calling him, but after three attempts, Eli realized that it was the Lord speaking to Samuel. The passage highlights the dangers of distraction. In today's fast-paced world, we are constantly bombarded with worries, plans, and activities that consume our attention. From the television to the internet to our mobile devices, these distractions can prevent us from hearing what God has to say to us. If we make no effort to listen to God, then the weeds of worry, busyness, and the pursuit of pleasure can grow and strangle our spiritual lives. Just as a garden needs regular weeding to flourish, our hearts require intentional pruning to create space for God's voice. So how do you listen to God's voice? How can we weed out the noise and create an environment where God's voice can flourish? It starts with prioritizing our time and attention. Instead of allowing distractions to dictate our lives, we must intentionally carve out moments for silence, reflection, and prayer. When we quiet our hearts and minds, we create a fertile ground for God to speak. It may require setting aside specific times each day away from the noise of the world to seek his presence. Whether it's through reading scripture, meditating on his word, or simply listening in stillness, we open ourselves up to the possibility of hearing his voice. Samuel's story also teaches us the importance of being receptive to God's voice. When Samuel finally recognized that it was the Lord speaking, he responded with humility and a willingness to listen. He said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Attuning our hearts to God's voice requires a posture of surrender and a desire to submit to His will. It means setting aside our own agendas and being open to His leading. As we cultivate a listening heart, we become more attuned to the gentle nudges, promptings, and whispers of His Holy Spirit. So, is it time for us to do some weeding? Are we willing to remove the distractions that hinder us from hearing God's voice? When we make the effort to listen, we create space for God to speak and produce a bountiful harvest in our lives. When we prioritize our relationship with God, we experience His guidance, peace, and wisdom. We become more aware of His presence in our daily lives and are better equipped to align our actions with His purposes. The weeds of worry and busyness are replaced with a flourishing spiritual life that bears fruit. As you dig deeper into these thoughts today, you might find these questions to help you. Take a moment to reflect on your life. Are there any distractions or worries that are hindering you from hearing God's voice? And how can you create intentional space for God to speak into your life today? I hope you'll join me tomorrow for the last time this week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, as we focus on being ready to say yes when we hear from God.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.